What kind of shows did they have then?
Lawrence Welk, Gary Moore.
Jennifer,
we had too much yard work and farm work to do to sit and watch TV.
I guess so.
And we got the animals fed and milked and all. It was time to come in and do our schoolwork, and then we went to bed. And there wasn't a lot of TV watching that we did. And we had basketball games and things at school that it doesn't seem like the young people have the interest in. They didn't have the work to do at home that we did.
Did you play basketball?
My sisters all did. I didn't. I was the youngest, and I just sort of went along with what they did.
Tagged along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess you're about my mother's age. She played basketball, and that was a real big thing for them.
It was. And all the schools, we were rivals against all the schools around
here. Back to the house, did you have any place you might keep just old, like any kind of worthless furniture or something? You didn't throw it out, but you just piled it up somewhere?
No, not really.
Yeah. Do you ever hear anybody call stuff like that a plunder? Is that what you used to call it? They didn't have a plunder room?
No, we didn't have room to have a plunder room with 9 children. You used them all.
What about the kitchen? Was it together with the rest of the house?
Well, no, it was a great big kitchen.
But it was attached.
Yes, it was hooked to the house. I know some of the farmhouses then didn't have. Albert's was more modern.
Okay. Did you have any place in there that you would store things? Like, you said you kept most of your canned stuff out. Meat house. Uh-huh. You didn't have a room, a closet, or
and we cooked with wood, a big wood stove.
What kind of wood did you put in? Do you remember?
I don't know. It was just whatever my brothers cut up.
Little. Did you have to put little pieces in there?
Yeah,
or could you put big?
No, it was little pieces. Had to cut smaller than what you use in the fireplace.
Do you ever remember making your own butter?
Yes, ma'am. I churned butter and I washed butter and formed it. I had the old butter formed in there.
Oh, okay. How'd you make it?
Put hand churn.
Yeah.
Let the milk sour, and then you let it sit and you lift the cream off and let the cream get sour, and that was what you churned.
Did you call it cream?
And then what was left was the buttermilk.
What was left of the liquid part. The part that you churned wasn't liquid, it was kind of thick.
Yeah, it was liquid. But the cream is where the butter comes from.
Okay. Did they call it clabber or something like that?
Well, what you lifted off the top would be the cream, and what's under there, the white part, was the clabbered milk.
It sounds
like you've done a lot of these interviews.
I've done some of them. Well, different people have different names around for different things.
I had forgotten
you know.
All these terms.
Yeah.
I know we used to have to go home in the evenings and we had to go do the turns. Have you heard any of them call that?
You
do the turns. When you'd go to feed the animals and milk and pigs, that was the turns.
Oh, okay. Turns. Instead of the chores.
The turns.